Love. Love Line is meant for an adult audience. Listener discretion is advised. This is Love Line. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew. Filling in for Dr. Bruce tonight.
Be quiet.
Board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, Ken Jordan and Scott Kirkland here tonight. The Crystal Method, our dear, 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 dear friends, bringing soft tacos and macadamia nuts. Awesome.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you guys. We
Lincoln
love you guys.
Macadamia is from Anderson.
Oh, no, we did?
Yeah, you brought those?
No, we didn't bring those.
Yeah, from Anderson.
Well, brought us Mexican, and that's enough, Drew. And good Mexican.
Not just Mexican.
Yeah.
Oh.
Place out in La Crescenta, La Cañada. I used to live where... Here's the thing. The Crystal Method got started in the place that I lived for the last 3 years before I literally became a millionaire.
Oh, well.
Of course, they're still living there. La Crescenta, California, there's a Mexican food place called La Cabanita, and it is awesome. It means, it's Spanish. I think it means heroin. You can't stop. Drew ate nine soft tacos. And Drew's a man of passion.
When I'm eating, watch out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm feeding.
No, he's like a dog in that if you try to get something away from him or just got a digit too close to his puss, he might take one off.
Wait till the action's over.
Yeah. Wait. Well, it settles down. Yeah. Yeah, it's like you could be your dog in the fight. The dog would still bite you if you're trying to break it up. Mm-hmm. If it was game on, and that's how Drew is in the sack and at the table, and on the table on rare occasion. The Crystal Method is nominated for a Grammy. Mm. Yeah,
how about that?
Nice.
You guys have never been nominated before?
No, there really wasn't a category. It's a brand new category this year, Best Electronic/Dance Album. And there was no real category for electronic albums before. This is the first year, and our Legion of Boom came out in 2004, and so it was eligible, and we got the nomination.
The Crystal Method is a band. I'm trying to – it's a little hard to sort of categorize them, but I would say everyone knows who they are.
Yep.
Yes?
Yes.
I don't know if they know who they are. They just know the name.
They know the band.
They probably picture a bunch of punks from Liverpool or something.
No, in fact, Nicole, who precedes us on K-Rock, goes, are they from England?
you just assume.
No,
you know, you know.
Who?
No, I mean, Ken looks like he works on heavy equipment. Right?
By the way, how many times did we go up to them and introduce ourselves before we...
You. I was down with the Crystal Method. I always knew who they were. They're very unassuming, almost pedestrian. But they bring that same blue collar work ethic to the dance floor every night. Yes?
That's right.
Yes, and so now, finally, they've been recognized by the Academy, and they're nominated. And who are you against? Oh, a bunch of Liverpool fags,
exactly.
Right?
Well, all British, actually.
Your good friend, Paul Oakenfold.
Screw him. Oh, wait. Who is that?
He was up here once.
Yeah, he was up here. Oh, we didn't like him, did we?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Basement Jacks,
Paul Prodigy.
And Prodigy.
Oh, Prodigy.
Yeah.
Now, have they been on the scene and we haven't known it, or did they make a comeback?
They put out a new album. They went a long time between albums, and they just put out their latest album towards the end of last year.
What is the category?
Best Electronic Dance Album.
Huh.
First year for them.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Nice.
He mentioned it 3 times 10 minutes ago, Drew. You were just too busy belching up carnitas.
I was thinking about the next taco. Right. I'm thinking about refeeding.
It's really good.
Lunchables.
All right. Where are we, Drew?
Taking calls.
We're taking calls. We're going to hear something off of Legion of Boom, which is the nominated CD. When are the Grammys? March?
February 18th. 13th.
Ooh, coming. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Show up to a couple of porn stars. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Have you been? Have you been to the Grammys?
No, this will be our first time.
Drew, have you been? No.
Adam
Michelle?
The Dixie
no,
Chicks,
I went to the Grammys.
With the Dixie Chicks,
with the Dixie Chicks. And let me say this. They won 2 Grammys. And this is a pre... I'm sure they have 25 now, but this is the first 2, which is, you know, the most important. And I'm not saying anything, but I am pretty much 2 for 2.
We should take you.
That's what he's saying.
That's not what I'm saying, but that's exactly what I'm saying. You should take me. I'm almost guaranteed success. Or you could look at it as I'm tapped out.
I'm
out of Grammys.
I'm reading Ken's mind as a porn star. Porn star.
Yeah.
Girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. No, look, there are things I can do to a man. The only a man knows. I know what you need, Ken. Let's face it. It comes in a hairier package, but I know. You close your eyes, you're all hopped up on champagne, the limo's dark. You're not going to know what hit you, brother. And we got those Grammys.
But only a man knows.
Yeah. The sting of being with a hairy man will wear off long before those two Grammys will ever tarnish.
Provided that his scrotum doesn't asphyxiate you.
Yeah, a lot of scrotum. It's all right. I can handle it. All right, you ready to go?
Let's
here,
go.
Drew?
Take some calls.
All right. Is that Azzy?
That's what it looks like.
Azzy?
Yeah.
You're 18? What's up?
Hey, well, my thing with sex is, you know, I've been sexually active since I was 13. And the thing is, whenever I would engage in sex, within the first 5 minutes, the orgasm will be, like, right after each other. And the longest.
What at the what? Whoa, stop down. Right at the what?
Oh.
After each other?
Yeah,
right after each other?
Oh, for example, the longest I can actually go for having orgasm is like 14 seconds. And if I try to hold them back, the next one will be like really big and strong. And I've tried going online finding exercise like to help me out. And
no,
then,
wait a minute. You're what they call multiply orgasmic. You're blessed.
Right.
Yeah, you're blessed. Why? What are you doing? What
no,
are you trying
the thing
to.
Is they will come after each other constantly and they will physically drain me, and after an hour I'd be physically drained, and our next hour I would want it again. And I have tried exercises.
Ken just found his new Grammy gate, by the way. I think I'm out.
Hold on a second. Why do you go a full hour if it's so unpleasant to you after the hour?
No, it's not unpleasant. It physically drains me. That's the thing, but
so
I don't mind it.
You need to go until you're drained. Is that
right?
Right,
and the thing with me is, you know, I don't care how much it comes, but it physically just keeps interrupting, just keeps coming, and I would like to go having sex without constantly having an orgasm. And I have tried, you know, vaginal exercises, but when I use them, they will make them more stronger and power.
No, wait, whoa.
Wow.
You're all screwed up here.
Hold on.
So the problem.
We're going to need some DNA.
Yeah, what is the problem?
We're going to need
I think
culture.
I know what the problem is. She's complaining that she keeps on orgasming, and she just wants to go with the flow and let her partner enjoy the moment.
I like to enjoy it, but they can't.
Well, look
like
at Miss I Have a Vagina. I'm a genius. Yeah.
But what I'm hearing is something a little different.
I'm
hearing that you have multiple orgasms, which is a good thing, and only about 5 or 10% of women actually ever have are capable of that.
Right.
You're wired that way. That's what you have. But the problem is, as I hear it, you are never satisfied. You have to go until you're completely exhausted. Then an hour later, you want to go again.
No, I will have sex all day if I truly want to. It's just I'm not going to stop because, you know, orgasm will keep coming. I would just actually like to enjoy it without having them again. Like the longest time I can actually. Not
see,
well,
the reason this is so bewildering
to us. Why can't you enjoy your multiple orgasms?
That's what's bewildering, having
she's
orgasms.
She's saying each one isn't long enough. She says 14 seconds is
really funny. It's really funny. When I have an orgasm, it looks like I'm having a seizure. That's what my boyfriend told me.
But why aren't you?
I physically shake all over, and I don't want to stop every second. For example, that's why I can't do Missionary, because whenever we do Mission Impossible, I'm always falling off the bed because I can't hold the orgasm to the point where they have to hold me down in bed. And so, you know, every couple of minutes, I don't care. But the longest I can not have orgasms 14 seconds. So that means
but
I have
see,
one.
You understand something. From a male's point of view, to say I'm having an orgasm I can't enjoy, those words don't go together.
They love that. But me, it's just, you know, every second it just comes and comes and comes. And I would like to able.
All right, hold on.
We can't get her to express.
You're breaking my heart, sweetie, with your. With you just Niagara Falls coming out of your vagina filled with orgasms.
I thought at first
seconds.
She said that she has to exhaust herself physically and then she wants to go again. Right. She's not really satisfied.
I'm not a doctor, but how about rubbing a little coke down there?
No.
It couldn't
this
hurt.
This is she also let us in on a clue that she was sort of sexually abused. She got going when she was 13.
Has he? Any sexual abuse?
No.
And how about
she started sexual activity at 13? That's
a cultural thing.
No.
Color are you?
Well, I'm African American.
Late bloomer. They call them spinstresses if they could start at 13.
Because I was in high school at the age of 13. I was in ninth grade, and, you know, hormones came in early. What can I say? And so I would actually like to able to control my orgasms.
All right. Okay. How about, I don't know what we can physically
you can't.
Do to tell you.
You cannot change
How about
anything.
Meditation? How
no.
about you start meditating?
This is how she's wired. And she's
I've
already
tried
been
that
on.
One.
and she's already been on SSRI. She's been on serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
Oh, really?
Didn't you say that?
I've tried yoga, meditation. I've tried exercise.
Okay. How about you? How about this? How about the sort of freedom in letting go?
Yeah, just let it go.
How about you don't go into the bedroom with such incredible expectations? Don't try to control everything.
Yes, you should just let
it go.
With it. Yeah.
Have that be a horse that just roams where it will.
And, or maybe she feels ashamed that she's like seizing there with the guy, or that he's making fun of her or something. No. It's fine. It's good. You're blessed.
Climb on the orgasm pony. And let it go where the wind takes it. Yes?
Wow. Yes.
Some pharmaceutical companies would like to study her.
Absolutely. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. It's weird that it's...
I've never talked to multiple orgasmic women for whom that is a problem, that they can't, like, manage it.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that are, like, thinking all their friends are lying about how difficult it is to have an orgasm, and they're just fine with it.
All right. Just give it a guy. Get comfortable. But I think sexually... Women come in and they're, you know, we talk to the other side of the coin all the time, which is, I got to force an orgasm out of myself. I got to focus, you know, I'm not focusing enough, or how do I do it? Women can't go into the bedroom with a whole laundry list of goals. You know what I mean? It's just, they screw themselves up because they're not physically wired like we are.
Right.
We can go in with a goal.
Yes.
For me, not pull a calf. Muscle, for instance, is one on top. I'll tend to cramp up on the calf.
Think how different her wiring is, though, than other women who have trouble having orgasms.
Right. Yeah. All right. And then don't talk that way in front of any of my old girlfriends, by the way. They'll freak out and try to kill you.
What way?
Oh, I have millions of orgasms. I don't know what to do with my orgasms. I light a cigar with an orgasm every once in a while. I'm that rich with orgasms. All right, we got to break and eat more Mexican. Yes, Drew?
We got one more time.
I know we're going about 15 minutes early, but... The stuff's getting cold, right?
I am hungry.
All right. The Crystal Method in studio tonight. We'll hear a song. What's the longest track you have on Legion?
What, so he can eat?
Yeah. Oh, there's one called Adam Eats a Chira. It's 14 minutes and 27 seconds long. No, seriously, what is the longest cut you got on here? You got, what do you think? Because I know this the dance, the electronic and dance can be, you know.
The longest one, I think, is the long version of Bound Too Long, which is on there.
Which is how long?
Which is about 7+ minutes.
So if we played it twice, it'd be close to 15.
We'd fill up the half an hour pretty quickly.
All right. Well, that's the thing about the techno and the dance is electronic music is it doesn't exactly play like you wouldn't want to hear the same Eagles song three times, but this is almost soundtracky. You know what I mean?
Right.
They've put music to your life.
Yes.
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 Yeah. All right. I think we could get away with that.
Yeah. And eat.
And eat, Justin.
Hello.
Uh-oh. You're 18?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, is this Justin's dad?
No.
This is Justin.
Yes, sir.
Not a virgin.
But a screwball.
What's up, brother?
How was? I had a question for Dr. Drew. I was wondering what percentage of males can give themselves an oral?
Ooh.
A oral?
Yeah, what about it, Drew? Ken? Who else?
Just Ken.
What percentage of males can give themselves a BJ? Drew, any studies?
No studies on that.
Really?
That's not something the government likes spending its money on, I suspect.
No.
Nor universities.
All right, but someone's got to get
limber. Limber.
I would say less than half are interested in trying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's an interesting philosophical question that Jimmy and I have brought up at the morning show way back in the day many times, which is, do you do it if you get a shot at it? It's interesting.
There was that Will Ferrell skit on Saturday Night Live where he's doing yoga and he finally was able to get all the way over and doing it. Yeah.
That's nice.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the arguments that people make, you know, pro and con, because there is a camp.
Means you're homosexual.
If you think it's disgusting, you're using your hand, though, right?
It's your hand.
Okay, all right. But this is, all right, it's the difference between, you know, murder one and manslaughter, but still there's a body on the ground. You know what I mean? It's not quite the same, but still it's in the same neighborhood.
You're focusing on something else. Not a yoga act. Yeah.
You don't think I could blow myself and think about other things?
You might be able to operate the remote, but you wouldn't be seeing it so well.
Move your balls aside so you can see the TV.
Right.
Yeah, you would have to be so focused on the oral sex that you would be homosexual.
I'll tell you what I think I could do. I think I could use it as sort of a little kickstart. You know what I mean? Just a little something to get me head in the right direction.
Salad.
Yeah. Just a little just one tug right, of the lawnmower pull. Right. You know, just...
Ron Jeremy always says he can do it, right? He's one that claims he can.
Whatever.
Yeah. And here's the thing, too. By the time you can get there, there's almost no technique involved. You know what I mean? I mean, you just don't have enough to work with. Cool. And the question is, what if you could pull your thing off and just plant it on a bar? Would you...
Would you do it?
And no, then what if your mom caught you? That'd be weird. And you'd be like, no, Mo, Mom, this is mine. I mean, oh, Christ. Don't tell Dad. That's when you have to yell and she ran out.
I just ate Mexican.
All right. Drew's going to throw up. All right. Look,
give an answer less than 0.00001%.
Really?
0.00001. I would say about...
What percentage of guys do you think could make contact with their penis tongue?
Yeah, excluding those that would not be interested in trying? Or including those?
Physically could do it if you took every single guy.
It's got to be a fraction of a percent.
Fraction of, really? Yeah. I think many guys in certain cultures, like certain African cultures, longer, leaner, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think they could do it. Yeah. I think it may be up around...
Gymnast?
I think it could be around 2% right. who could make contact.
Yeah, I get you.
If there was an electrical circuit, you know, that you just had to... Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, I'll give that.
Let me try it on you.
No.
Okay. Claire?
Hi.
You're 26?
Yes.
What's up?
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
What's up, Claire?
Hey, guys. Basically, about 2 years ago, I had sex for the first time with my boyfriend at the time. You know, I took precautions. I had my birth control, and I had my, obviously, I used protection.
Hey, Claire. Mm-hmm. Claire.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was your first time with that boyfriend or your first time ever?
Ever. I'm sorry.
24. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Claire.
Yeah?
If you could get to my penis, would you put it in your mouth? Now, hold on. This is a study we're doing.
Okay. If I could what?
If you could get to my penis.
From where you are, you would
put it in your mouth, right?
I plead the fifth.
All right, that's a yes.
Always the fifth is guilty.
That's right.
Yeah,
all right,
so what's the question, Claire?
Here you have warts. Yes?
Yes, and then I was diagnosed.
I have to wear a condom with you.
All right, well, pretty much everybody gets those, so there you go.
Okay. Yeah. Well, basically, I mean, so now... I was traumatized by the whole thing because I asked my boyfriend at that time, and he said he was, you know, clean and everything. And I mean, I know you can't really go about taking people's word for it, but
Claire, men often don't know they carry that virus.
Really?
And women for the same thing, but roughly 50% of the people in the city where you live have that. They're young and sexually active.
Yep.
Well, as a result, you know, I guess I've been traumatized with it because, you know, I mean, what a way to go. I mean, you know, first time.
Claire.
Listen,
if you're sexually active and you live in Chicago, you're going to have this virus. That's the probability.
Yeah, I got it for myself. I was part of that 2% that could...
and then got the HPV.
I gave it to myself.
What a shock.
It was rough. At first, I was angry at myself. It was an uncomfortable phone call, I got to say.
More uncomfortable than actually the act?
It was. It was humiliating. And then I had to call my hand, and it was...
I apologize.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's what's
talking. Oh, the hand was like not talking.
Devastated.
I could tell it was angry, but I didn't know.
His left hand, too. Well, look at it squirming even now.
Felt betrayed.
So she said, what a way to go, like she had died.
Yeah. Now, listen, Claire... Now, Drew, you dumped acetic acid on my penis and hit it with a Woods Light.
Didn't see it. Even though I believe to this day that was a disposable penis.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nothing there but a little of the chapstick I was wearing.
Some sort of magic trick. I know it.
All right. But the
Maybe
point
it wasn't
is...
chapstick. I mistook it for the...
Drew says that people living in urban areas...
Very common.
That are young, almost 50%. That's what they say.
Yep.
And you say, what? That's incredible. A lot of people don't know they have it.
Yes. And a lot of people, it's not a big deal. For men, it means nothing. And for women, it can be managed rather easily. So let's talk to her about it. She has a question about it.
What's her question? I want to hear Crystal Tacos. So.
What's your question, Claire? Crystal Taco?
Yeah. There's a band name.
What's your question?
Basically, now that I, you know.
What kind of song do you want?
Something hot and spicy.
Yeah, from the Crystal Taco. Anderson blew a gasket over there. No, I think he's not high tonight. There's a taco song. Anderson, where'd you find this taco song? Oh, it's a South Park taco song.
I think it's supposed to be Jennifer Lopez.
Ah. You watch South Park every night. You never heard the taco song?
I think I have. I
all right. Claire, sorry for that. I know this is a very important call.
What was your question?
I'm sorry. So basically, you know, I guess you could say I was traumatized by the whole thing, and I was upset and angry. And so, you know, eventually, after we broke up anyways, but eventually, you know, I managed to, you know, find a new boyfriend. And now I told him, I explained to him the thing, and he's practically still scared. I mean, he's scared, and I can understand that, but I mean, I tried to...
The probability is he already has the virus. But what's your question?
Right, but that's not going to help her, because he's just going to say no.
A dildo, and...
You got a dildo?
A dildo, yeah. And I've never... Or a vibrator, I'm sorry, a vibrator. And I've never used that before.
I could get to one of those, I think.
Okay,
I think
so. Vibrator.
Vibrator, yeah.
You know, I went to the store, and I just happened to grab the one off. I went in by myself, and I didn't want to be stuck there, so I grabbed the one I first saw, and it was a 9-inch one. So anyway, I'm having a hard time inserting it, and yes, I use lubrication. I don't know, I mean, and I don't even feel any sensation. Is it because I'm still...
Were you sexually abused growing up?
No. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, hold on a second.
No, I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but...
Claire, but let me say this: the vibrator you don't need to put in you. You can just kind of put it on.
Yeah,
they're
not meant to be used on the outside, right? You understand that's where you
have to read the instructions.
Well,
most women don't get much from putting things inside.
Oh, really?
Oh,
wow.
26.
No,
wow.
Seriously. I mean, so you know, basically, I get more sensation on the outside than an inside, and telling me, come on, you know, you can do it, and he gets so frustrated, and I'm frustrated, and it's just like, I don't understand, maybe
hold on, is this the guy behind the counter, or is this...
This is the new boyfriend that's afraid of the warts.
Because these guys work off commission, so you shouldn't trust, they'll say, oh, that dildo looks great on you, but that dildo makes you look thin, they'll sell you a whole line. I'll tell you, the 2005s are coming in, and it's dealing days. We got to move. We got to move stock.
Oops, sorry.
All right, wait a minute, Claire. Yes. Hold on a second. I'm very intrigued with Claire.
All right.
We'll and I got to say this. I got to be honest. 3 minutes ago, I'm thinking, let's play a Crystal Taco song. We'll play the song. The song will be 4 minutes. That'll lead us into the break.
We'll get
8 minutes. I'll get a taco in me. But Claire came back so strong with this vibrator story.
It's not even a vibrator. It's just a dildo, right?
I think it was a dildo then turned into a vibrator.
Oh, my God.
No, maybe it is.
All right.
Does everyone know the definition?
A 9-inch vibrator?
Yeah, they got those.
All right.
Yeah. But, oh, hold on a second. Claire, it takes batteries, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
So your boyfriend is boyfriend is afraid of your genital warts.
Right, what's his plan? Never gonna have sex with you?
I don't know. I mean, I'm really frustrated, and you know, he keeps, I guess, putting the blame. He's like, well, you know, I don't know. He just says, see what you've done. You know, you basically
are they visible? I'm not too familiar with genital
warts. Have them.
They're not.
Everybody has them.
Figure you have
according
them.
According to Drew, everyone has
them. And visible at the moment.
No, they're not visible to guys usually, oftentimes either.
Right, you don't know it.
Right, you don't know it, but most people have it. Claire, you don't seem to get that through your head, no matter how often I say it.
All right,
and you just wear a condom, and that tends to reduce the risk of transmission.
Does she need to be this honest with her boyfriend?
Yeah, she should be. It's a good thing to be that way. But she puts a condom on.
What about the condom?
Hold on, I put her on hold. I'm intrigued.
All right, we'll go.
I'm
back.
Not done with her.
Yeah.
The Crystal Method is here tonight.
Right.
We're going to hear something off the Legion of Boom. Nominated for a Grammy, everybody. They might be bringing the Good Luck Charm with them in February. Are there any more tacos in that bag?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if there are any more tacos.
What? Uh-oh. Seriously?
There's a lot of chips and
those
salsa.
Those chips, that salsa's good, though.
The salsa's good. We'll have to take a look.
Adam's looking a little
Someone's have this to head into La Cabanita and break into that place because I need another taco. All right, well, check that out, and we'll be right back after this. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Scott and Ken here tonight. The Crystal Method is the name you know them by. The Legion of Boom is the name of the Grammy-nominated CD you heard Drew just put down. When we got some of that moly sauce in me.
That's good.
Nice. I'm going to need a nap soon, though.
Keep going.
All right.
You'll be fine.
We left off with speaking to Claire. Claire's 26. She's got a certain way about her.
She waited until she was 24 to have sex, but...
Did she wait until 24? Is that what she said?
Yes, and then freaked out about having HPV, but is now diligently trying to make her current boyfriend happy, who's telling her that she's ruined everything, so therefore he's going to make it right by making her use a dildo.
Yeah, but she went out and got the dildo.
Yeah, to make him happy. And she doesn't feel anything when she uses it.
Claire.
Yes.
Is that about sum it up?
No. She got the dildo for herself. Am I right, Claire?
No, actually, I'm sorry. I called it a dildo, but it's a vibrator because it's battery operated. He told me to go, why don't we try it? So he sent me to go and get it. And
he sent me to go get it.
He did. Okay. Yeah. It's also a vibrator if it runs off 110, 220, or propane. Actually, I found too.
Nine-inch thing.
Yeah.
Basically, I've never been in those places before, those type of places, and I was the only girl there, and I got freaked out enough, people staring at me. And
wait a minute. Wait, did they have to fire it up before they gave it to you? Because there's no returns.
Actually, it was just going to joke around and ask them what's the return policy on that, but
Fire them up. They fire them up to let you know they're working because you can't come back. She's jovial.
Jovial. She's never been in a sex shop before, and in there is joking around with the guy while she has the 9-inch dildo on the counter. Hey, what's the return policy here?
Right.
Well, I got nervous. I didn't know what else to say. And
Larry, you're very good-natured about this, but here's the deal. I have two questions.
Okay.
A, why doesn't he perform oral sex on you?
He's too afraid.
Can he get warts?
He's too afraid.
Can he get warts for that?
Not really, no. Don't worry about it. No, he's not going to do that. B, why doesn't he put a condom on and have sex with you? Because if he has another girlfriend, she's going to have warts too. Because that's just the probability.
Yeah, not from you, but...
from somebody else.
Right. Mm-hmm. Claire, what about a condom?
He's still afraid. I don't know. He just...
I don't think he's afraid. I think he's punishing you.
He sounds like a bad guy.
I think he's screwing with you. Well, guys do this sometimes.
He does want her to have some joy, so he asked her, but although he punishes get the vibrator.
Yeah, but he's demanding that she insert a 9-inch dildo when she wins. Look at
this. Vibrator.
She's interested in clitoral stimulation. He's not paying any attention to that.
So you just perform oral on him?
Yeah, basically, and I get nothing out of it. I really don't.
That's why he said, "Yeah, look, go, honey, go get a vibrator. Work it out on your own.
Yeah. After I'm done, take this."
Yeah,
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go watch. Hey, it's the vibrator, not the remote. Give me the remote.
This is a guy. Claire, you don't have to put up.
Claire, we don't like this guy.
No, you don't.
No, and I don't think you should either.
Yeah.
Claire, here's what's going on.
Yeah.
You're walking around feeling like damaged goods.
Yeah, I do.
You're not.
Yeah, I know. You have something that half the people between 18 and 35 have in metropolitan areas. And half the supermodels out there probably got this.
Half?
Probably. Who knows?
Claire, you're not hearing us.
Do you know about supermodels?
Wait a minute. Do you not believe me that there half people have this?
Well, that's what my doctor said, and she told me.
Something's wrong with her self-esteem.
Yeah, Claire, I'm a doctor. Another doctor's told you the same thing. Why can't you believe us?
Because I guess it's what the person that I care so much about keeps telling me.
You don't. This guy's not a good guy. You're feeling like damaged goods, and he's making sure you feel like damaged goods. Yeah. Meanwhile, he's doubling down on his oral pleasure.
Yeah,
right. I don't like this guy.
No.
You're a normal adult.
Go get a nice guy who, put a condom on and go to town. And you'll probably find a guy who has it.
Mm-hmm. I find it bizarre that two professionals tell you the same thing independently and you're going to just dismiss that?
I don't like this guy.
I guess it's stubbornness.
Is this just your second person that you've had sex with?
I didn't even have sex with him yet. I mean,
he's the second guy she's been sexually active with. But listen, you're not being stubborn. You're insistent on feeling bad. You've got to feel ashamed. For some reason, you need to feel shame.
That's why I
asked you about sexual abuse.
Yeah. All right, stop it.
For what? For having something everybody has?
Yeah. Well, now at least we know Drew has it because he won't shut up about it.
I guess I feel guilty because,
All right, that's enough. It's enough. I don't like this guy.
No.
And by the way, this is grounds for dismissal.
Yes.
I don't need to hear any more about him. No. I don't care if he's good to the elderly. I don't care if he's a Catholic big brother or he donates his weekends to the retarded folks. He is a bad guy.
For
he
Claire.
Needs to go.
Yes.
Yes?
100%.
Get rid of him. I don't know why she's so dead.
I know. She needs to feel that way for whatever reason. All right. She was abused. That's...
Bad dad.
Yeah.
She's got to have a horrible
yes,
dad.
The 24-year-old waiting until she's a virgin until 24.
Okay. Liz?
Yeah.
real quick.
No, I want to hear Crystal Method
After
song.
This question, then we'll do Crystal Method.
You got herpes 1 year ago, no reaction, but now pee is rosy color.
Yeah.
Is that a herpes thing?
No. What do you mean?
No,
it could be.
A year ago, I got herpes, and I had a reaction for a couple days, and my doctor told me that throughout the year I might get, you know, a reaction again, and I haven't. And I'm wondering, is that normal?
To have outbreaks?
Yeah.
Yes, herpes always recurs. That's what defines the illness.
Okay.
That explains a lot of venereal disease to a lot of people tonight.
It always recurs, Liz. It never goes away.
Was she wondering if she didn't have an outbreak, if that's normal? Is that what she's
asking? No, I had an outbreak once, but I haven't had one since, and it's been a year.
Oh, you've never had one since? But they said you had another one now.
I've never had one since.
No,
that was the only time I've ever had one.
Oh, well, it's as you're thinking, it's possibly a misdiagnosis. Because really the recurrence is what defines the disease. And if you don't see a recurrence, it's rather unusual. It happens, but it's rather unusual. And some people have very, very infrequent outbreaks. Have you had the same partner that whole year?
No.
Have you? You've had different partners?
Yeah. The guy who gave it to me said he didn't, and he ran off. And I never heard from
him. Did he physically run? Because I like that. And did it make that sound? That sound where you're like, sounds like a paint can with a ball in it?
Flintstones.
Yeah, it was like a slow motion running.
Anderson, make that sound. Make the running sound. Come on. Hey, Liz, you have a kid?
No.
Why'd you say that?
I don't thought I heard a kid for some reason.
No, it's possible that wasn't herpes. It's not uncommon for there to be a misdiagnosis. It's very hard to clarify the diagnosis, though, because you can only really definitively diagnose when there's an outbreak through viral culture. I don't trust the blood tests. I think they're very inaccurate.
Why don't they get better with those?
Because everyone gets exposed to that virus, so to test antibodies is just a very poor way to
do it. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So people would have false positives?
They have a lot of false positives, a lot. And you have to have a very high suspicion. And there's something here about the rosy-colored pee, though. What was that?
That was maybe she's just looking at her urine through rose-colored lenses. Liz, I've done that.
For the past 3 days, you know, pee is yellow, and my pee has always been yellow.
Slow down.
Wait, Adam's going to take notes.
Slow down.
I'm proud of that.
Slow down.
The past 3 days, though.
Was it like banana yellow, Corvette yellow? There's different yellows.
Neon yellow?
It's been coming out like a peach color.
Peach.
And
it's
peach
like
color.
As if like maybe I was on my period, as if I was spotting.
That's a possibility. Are you having any pain when you urinate?
No burning sensation.
Okay, well, here's the deal, Liz. That's why I want to take her call quickly, is that it could be a urinary tract infection. That's probably the most common reason someone your age would... The peach color, the pinky color, is blood.
That's blood.
And the most common reason would be a urinary tract infection and or, as you suspect, your period contaminating it. But blood in the urine is actually a very serious...
It is.
Very serious.
Not as serious as blood in the stool.
It's more serious because it can mean immediate and intrinsic severe disease of the kidney itself. Blood in the stool in somebody her age would not be a big deal. It'd be hemorrhoid 99 times out of 100.
Mm-hmm.
But blood, genuine blood in the urine, if it's not a urine infection, you need a kidney evaluation because there are many different kidney diseases that cause actual blood in the urine.
All right. You're a real doctor or just a love doctor?
I can tell you haven't seen crenated blood cells in the urine and non-crenated blood
cells. Wow. Well, let's get into that over some urination ourselves. The Crystal Method is in the studio tonight. We need to, I shouldn't say need to, we would like to hear something off of the Grammy-nominated CD, Legion of Boom. I have our first song written down right here. Michelle?
Yeah.
You good to go? All right. From the Crystal Method, this is called Born Too Slow. the crystal method.
Wow.
Dear, dear, dear. Taco packing. Crystal method. Scott and Ken here tonight. Another good one from Legion of Doom. Grammy nominated. All right, we'll hear something else in the 11 o'clock hour. When we come back from this brief break, we'll speak to a Tracy, bisexual for about 4 years.
13.
Since 13.
That's not bisexual.
Wait, what? You say abuse?
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. We'll find out after this.
Music cues us.
Go, oh, yeah. Go.
Really?
You got it.
My kisser.
See, you don't lose
it's
it.
It's all kisser. It's always like my kisser. Yeah. It's always like wazoom, wazee, wazoom, zoom, z.
Man, once you have it, you don't lose it.
I thought I was losing my memory.
No way.
No.
You're sharp as you ever were.
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
Yeah. The Crystal Method in studio tonight. Ken and Scott both here representing. They're all of the Crystal Method, by the way. Do you guys ever get, do people get confused, think they're more people, think they're different color, different ethnicity, or come from a different part of the world? Is it, you must surprise people.
They assume we're British a lot, and, you know, they'll say, what do you play, you know?
Right.
There was a guy once that went around Arizona pretending he was Ken Jordan.
Wow.
And he was getting into strip clubs and trying to get him into parties by saying he was Ken Jordan.
But he was actually trying to buy cars and ripping people off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So he would like go to a strip club and go, hey, I'm Ken Jordan from the Crystal Method.
Because a lot of people don't know what we look like.
Right.
You know,
he actually went to a few of our shows and was saying he was from some clothing company and everything. And this whole time he was gathering all this information.
Wow.
And after about three shows, we kicked him out forever because he was just so weird. He lied about everything.
He kept promising us clothes, and he showed up one day and he like pulled these clothes like out of a bag. He's like, hey, here, this is my clothing line. This is all fresh stuff.
And it was a different company.
It had like tags from like stores. You could just tell he just ripped it off.
This is La Tigre. Come on, dude. Hey, what is it about coming up with your own clothesline that just sort of takes flaky people and just turns them into really felons? Like I don't know what it is, but you show me a guy who's trying to get his own clothing line off the ground, and I'm going to show you a guy I can't hang with. What is that? It's the sort of retarded entrepreneurial spirit. There's nothing worse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's trying to get at the easy money, you know. You know what I mean? It's entrepreneurial, but it's...
Something happened.
You're not starting a biotech company, okay?
Yeah, something happened with clothing that everyone thought they could do it, and everyone thought they had a cool idea for a T-shirt or some shorts, and so everyone got into it. Jimmy's brother-in-law starting a little clothing line many years ago, and he had about 1,000 T-shirts printed up, and it said... scars heal, losing doesn't. And I had to point out to him that one of the definitions of a scar was that
away.
It doesn't go away. That's the difference between a cut and a scar is that it doesn't. It's always.
Hey, it means wounds heal.
Let me show you. I got a smallpox vaccination in 1964. It's still clear as it was the day they did it.
Because it don't heal.
It's a scar. Yes, that's what I had to explain to him, but he already had 1,000 units printed up.
Oh, no, what'd he do?
It was worth it for just Jimmy, because when I explained it to Jimmy, it was a good laugh. It was a good laugh. Later, we had him print up like 1,000 Man Show shirts, and I think he was able to make it up. But scars heal, losing doesn't. I thought, no, not really.
Great English, too. Beautiful
you
prose.
The point is, you get the point, right? Yeah. Don't lose. That's the point, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Tracy, who's 17. Tracy?
Yes.
Bisexual.
I have a question. Me and my boyfriend just now decided, because he has an ex-girlfriend, and we just now decided to invite his ex-girlfriend back into our relationship because we both like her. And
sure.
And I was just wondering if that's, like, any type of wrong.
Is it any what kind of wrong?
Like, is it wrong to do that, do you think?
Any type of wrong.
I see. In what sense wrong? What are you looking for?
Like, do you think that it's, like, do you think other people would not, like, accept the fact that we're doing this?
I think other people will react to it. I think your relationship won't survive it, but I don't think it's going to survive anyway. I think whenever you have a threesome, it tends to create feelings in at least one of the people involved that they don't expect.
This was your idea?
This was his idea.
I know. I just like the we part.
Yeah. This is, of course, him, as soon as you mentioned that you were kind of attracted or him going into high gear with it.
I mean, you know what the equivalent to this is? Like, we talk to this all the time where it's like, me and my boyfriend, and the guy saying, yeah, me and my girl decide. That, you know what the equivalent of that is?
For the guy?
The wedding. The wedding. We picked out these flowers. We settled on these color schemes.
The only time I ever heard guys talk like that is we decided I need to stop doing heroin.
Right.
That's when the we kicks in.
That's
again.
When the we comes in, right? Yeah. That is
the only time the guy uses it.
Yeah, the only time the we means her is...
Right. But he has to stop doing
we
something.
We decided that, my drinking had gotten out of control. Yeah, that's where the we
is.
That's
where I can hear a guy say
wee. That's true. All right, heroines and wedding. Heroin and weddings are where the we comes in, but not with the threesomes.
No, that's him.
Yeah. Now, Tracy, have you been with a woman before?
Yes, I have.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What's up with poor Tracy?
What's going on, baby doll?
Where's
your dad?
In Pekin.
Oh, he's over. Oh. He's out in Pekin?
Yeah.
She's cold this time of year out
over
that
by Springfield?
Way.
Huh?
Was it a few miles north of Springfield?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. What's he doing out there?
I think working construction.
Oh, so you know he's a gem. Yeah. Well, if we find out he's a roofer, we have to start calling him sir. So I think you get knighted when you go up to a roof.
Your Highness.
Have you seen him in a while?
Last weekend.
Oh, really?
What kind of guy is he? What kind of guy is he, your dad?
Speaking
lazy.
Of heroin.
Lazy, yeah. What lazy. Else? Give me some other words.
He just doesn't like to do anything unless he has to work. Like, he'll sit at home and won't do anything unless he actually has to.
He'll lift a few beers, though, right?
Ooh. No, he doesn't drink.
Doesn't drink?
Anymore.
Did he stop drinking?
I don't think he ever drank.
All right. Pot.
Does he live with your mom?
No, they're divorced.
Okay. All right.
Did he do anything horrible to you growing up?
No.
Okay. So you were never abused?
No.
No. Really? Nothing?
How about your mom?
She's
got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Have they ever done anything weird to you, the boyfriends?
No.
No. Okay. All right. I got to put it on hold because the feedback's driving me nuts.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Something's going on with Tracy. I can hear the little girl voice.
Oh, yeah.
Just a daddy who's in the trades is abuse enough. Seems sort of distant. She seems like she has the mentality of an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
This is going to end in chaos. Don't get pregnant.
Please.
That's the thing. And you're not
condoms, birth control.
The picture is not going to become clear as you sample more varieties of sexuality.
No,
it's going to get fuzzier.
Get worse.
But if you're going to do it, go ahead and do it. Do not get pregnant.
Yep.
And we'll I don't want to see you in junior college.
No. Don't waste your time.
Yeah. And in military. That would be good.
Yeah.
The Crystal Method is here tonight. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Scott and Ken here tonight from the Crystal Method. Well, they are the Crystal Method. The Legion of Boom, name of the CD. We'll hear something else off of that. Oh, my God. Worst night of my life last night.
Oh, wow. What happened?
No power out when I got home.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
I just heard the Southern California Edison going on the radio and talking about how this, we're having another winter storm coming through Los Angeles area. How this time.
Hold on a second. Here's the thing. If we're in winter and there's a storm coming through, you don't need the winter storm part. No, not I mean them.
Yeah, yeah.
Winter storm. I know where we are. It's not a summer storm.
Well,
it's
just, you know
storm.
Why? It's because everywhere else in the country has storms all year round. We just have them only in the winter here, really.
Whatever time we're in, if there's a storm.
It's the time it is.
That's what it is. All right.
In any event, they were gloating about how, well, you know, we had lots of problems last time, but we got it all ironed out.
No.
All taken care of.
No, they did not.
No problems this time around.
No, they did not. And first off, I cannot, I live to go home and watch my TiVo. And I don't read, as you know, Drew.
I know well.
I believe it poisons the mind.
He still hasn't read my book.
Still. You say still like I'm going to do it.
I know. Well, you say, you told your wife you were going to do it. Are you going to have her read it to you?
I was going to have her read it to me if we ever did drive to Montana.
Well, you drove to Northern California last week.
I had to talk.
Do you have an audio version of it? An audio version of
it? No.
Yeah. How about it, Drew?
It's a great idea.
Get
for the blind and Corolla.
Just get it, have it come out on cassette, would you please?
I'll just read it in myself.
Please.
For you.
All right. The point is no power when I come home and I'm going out of my mind. Now, I have a generator. But the generator is sort of hooked up and sort of not hooked up. So by the light of the headlights of my car, I'm out there trying to fire that thing up at 1 in the morning with the 5-horsepower Briggs & Stratton. And I'm sort of gingerly trying to flip breakers to see if something goes on inside the house. You know, 1,000 trips in to see if the microwave light is blinking or not. Back around again. I can't get the gate closed. The gate's an ingenious design, which is it's like an electric gate. But when the power goes out, it just comes open and it just stays open and you can't get it closed. You can unlock it and close it, but then the motor starts running. It has a battery unit and it's like ring, 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 ring. I'm in there with a screwdriver and like a flashlight down on the hedge, undoing the front box, doing the electrical box and the gate, trying to disengage the thing, just pulling plugs out. It's 2 a.m. I'm going insane and I'm thinking, that came back. I announced this night. Oh, let's put it this way. If you said you're going to do it tomorrow night or pay $1,000, I would pay the $1,000 in a heartbeat. And this has happened like 3 times because where I live, the power goes out. There's some sort of problem. Here's all I'm saying. Fix it. Yeah. Can we fix it? Because here's the thing. This neighborhood, it's like the high roller suite. These are taxpayers, boy.
Where you live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. People paying taxes.
You know what's interesting?
I want something for my money.
Listen, I was at the MGM Disney Studios. I was in Florida yesterday. And they have this Ride the Movies thing. And when you get on the ride, there's a picture of the Hollywood Hill by the Hollywood sign. And your houses are painted onto the damn wall.
Really?
Yes.
I should sue them.
It's your house.
Are the lights off?
Off.
Lights off, right?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. No power. Just as much power.
They knew that.
On the pictures I had at home. And then my wife's like, of course, it's like flashlights and bathrobes and it's freezing cold. And my wife says, when's the power coming? I said, look, I know when the power's coming back on. She said, when? 5 a.m. Of course it'll be on at 5 a.m. Here's when it'll go on. Here's when the power's coming on. It won't go on before 2 a.m. because I'm going to bed at 2 a.m. and I will not let me enjoy 10 seconds of SportsCenter. So that's not going to happen. It's not going to come on at 8 a.m. when the sun's up. Like, it will kick on at 4:30 or 5 so that the TVs and the lights and the stereo and all the other junk will kick on in the middle of the night.
Right.
It wouldn't make sense for it to come on at 8 in the morning, and it wouldn't make sense for it to come on at 1:30 at night. It'll come on if I came on at about 4:35.
Perfect.
Boom. Pow. And here's all I'm saying. What do I get? Where's my compensation? I need something. I wasted a goddamn night, and it's been three. It's been three in like the last 10 days. All I'm saying is fine. You guys are screwing up. You're not putting the equipment, whatever. I need to be compensated. Mm-hmm. It's killing me. This guy could have killed. I should have killed myself last night.
It scares me that you're going to kill somebody else.
I am.
You're going to go on some sort of rampage running on the streets with your screwdriver.
I'm going like a madman in his bathrobe with a Phillips head. I was going crazy last night. I'm trying to fire up the generator. Oh, it's Drew. You don't feel any of this.
No.
If it's just imagine.
Oh, I appreciate
imagine
it.
Just 12 hours at a time. Pow. 8 hours. 12 hours every other day. Boom. All day.
Awful.
Oh, naked. Feels horrible.
Damn.
You realize how dependent you are on that TiVo's heroin, man. No TiVo. I got to get a crank hooked up to that thing or something. I'm going
insane. Not the water,
insane.
Not the heat, not the hot water.
No,
TiVo.
We're TiVo from way back.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got the new HD TiVo box?
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. I got that too. My precious TiVo. I cried in a fetal position next to it last night.
You're onto something, though, because a generator with TiVo, you'd never be without TV because the satellite power is not going out. You'd be set.
Oh, so no, I got it.
So hook the generator just to the TiVo. Yeah.
I do have the generator hooked to TiVo. That's a long story. And I actually did that thing where I just sitting there alone at 2 a.m. in a pitch black house, and I did that thing where I pointed at the TV and I went, And pow! Come on, baby!
Come on.
Nothing.
Now.
Of
it's
course,
coming on right
4
now.
Goddamn 30. Of course it went on at 4:30 because I actually wouldn't have wanted it. Like, if you would have said to me, is there a time when you don't want the power to come back on? I would have said, nah, yeah, between 4 and 6 probably. I really don't need it to come on at 5 a.m. and kick everything on. Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Chad?
Yes.
What's happening? You're 20?
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Well, my wife is...
Let me tell you about karma, too, for all of you pussies that believe in that. Drew, you dodged a bullet last night because we had Linkin Park in here last night.
Yeah, we like those guys, right?
Yeah, well, we did. Yeah, we did like them. No, we liked those guys, and we had Ubistank in here, and they're raising money for the tsunami relief thing. And then Bruce started, well, Adam's literally a millionaire. Oh. $3,000 I dropped on those guys.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Come home to a pitch black house. Huh? Karma? What? Should have gave 5?
Yeah.
What? 5. What, do I get my refrigerator running for 5? What's it going to take to get some TiVo? $20,000? There's no God.
Not for them, the good side, but all those people at the victim of the tsunamis, they were all being punished by God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I never thought about that. Yeah, it is an act of God.
Yeah.
It's true. Actually, we should think about that.
Oh,
you know?
There's all this news now coming out. The religious groups have decided that.
That
this is the recreation of the flood.
And of course. But here's the thing.
By the way,
it should
have happened in like Connecticut if it were going to happen somewhere. Florida.
Let's say this though. If you are one of these people that sort of buys the act of God, and even. I think insurance might call it an act of God. It's like almost sort of clinically or technically an act of God, a tsunami. Then if this is, in fact, an act of God, maybe we shouldn't be helping out. Maybe we're tampering with his will.
Yes, that's what Dante would say.
He had an idea.
He
would try to do something. Yeah, he was sweeping the unrighteous out to sea or something. And we got in there with a life preserver and a sack of Bisquick. Maybe we shouldn't. Think about it. I'm get that 3 back. I get that 3 back.
Yeah.
All right.
I prefer
my power's on when I come home.
Take the human point of view. Which
you don't?
Is,
no
we'll
act
help.
Of God?
We'll help. Maybe act of God will help.
You could be angering God.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
All right. He was trying to do something, and you got in there and meddled. Think about it, Drew.
Oh, yeah.
They call it an act of God. Jess?
But therefore, I would be an act of God, too, by going in and helping out.
Well, you can't. You're playing God, Drew. As a doctor, you play God. And you can't play God.
I can't act God.
You can't play God.
I can act God.
You could act God for like a mini series, but you couldn't play God like a normal life.
I see.
Jess?
Yes.
Jess?
Hello?
Oh, wait. What? Was I speaking to? Who was I speaking to before?
Six.
Chad? Oh, okay. Chad, you're 20. Yeah. What's up? Yeah.
Well, my wife is 8 months pregnant, and I'm having trouble getting into the mood for sex.
Mm.
You don't like what's happened to her body?
And no, I love her to death. I mean, I married her, but
you don't like what's happened. You don't like what's happened to her body.
It's always a bad sign when they go, "I married her." Do you love your wife? I married her.
Chad,
it's like a mistake.
Is it not the case that you're kind of unattracted to what's happened to her body?
No, it's not. It's not that. It kind of makes me feel weird knowing that there's something inside there.
Yeah.
And me, it just takes my mind off of the sex, and she got mad at me. Because, you know, I didn't want to have sex, and she thinks it's her, and it's not.
Well, women are, you know, they can obviously feel vulnerable during times like this. Their body's changing a lot, and they feel very sexual oftentimes during that last trimester. So, Chad, how about just kind of give one up for the Gipper?
I can see being sort of psychologically weird knowing that, you know, the gardener's kid was inside of your wife, and, you know, you're having sex. Is it your kid, Chad?
Yeah, it's my kid.
All right. You have no gardener, do you, Chad?
No, no gardener. I live in an apartment. No gardeners.
What's going on? I don't normally like guys named Chad raising kids.
Why is that?
20 especially.
Because it just doesn't work out. Grandpa Chad, Uncle Chad.
Well, Uncle Chad works out, though.
Uncle Chad, yeah. Actually, Uncle Chet. That sounds like a guy's going to fill you up.
Yeah.
What's going on? Are you making enough money to raise this kid?
No, not.
Oh, that's
great. Okay, fantastic.
That's good.
What are you doing?
Oh, right now, what am I doing right now?
This second.
What are you doing?
I am
because I'm working, brother. What are you doing?
I do security.
He is working.
You do security. Are you working now?
Yeah, I'm working right now.
All right. And what do you get?
By the way, let me take a beat here. First time that the response to the question, what are you doing? Well, right now.
It actually was what you were doing.
Yeah, actually, man, right now.
Chad, what are you getting an hour?
I get $7 an hour.
All right. Here's what you're going to need to do. You're going to need to get a raise. You know how to do that? You have to fake a stage robbery and then thwart it. All right?
And
injure
go in there
yourself,
and
self-inflicted
I've
wound.
I've got a baby coming.
Let's say you got a baby coming, you need another 75 cents an hour.
Gotcha.
All right, buddy.
I have one more question. I get really mad when she starts talking about her ex-boyfriends and the guy she's had sex with. It puts a mental picture in my head. And
I know.
It irritates me really bad.
Yeah. Well, okay, Chad, let me say something to you. This is why you're not supposed to have kids and get married and shack up and everything at 20. Because
you got energy.
Emotionally, you have too much energy. You get a little older, you don't care.
The testosterone levels are too high to withstand all this.
Right. Here's the thing, Chad. You are married. You do have a child on the way. You have to act wiser than your years. All right? Now, she shouldn't taunt you with that stuff. And you should just tell her not to taunt you with it and to please not bring it up. But
focus
on the kid, focus on being a dad. You don't have time to be immature to focus on these nonsensical things, all right?
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay. All right, brother.
They're not nonsensical to him, but they are not important compared to the importance of race.
Yeah, nonsensical, not the right word. But what I meant is you must prioritize
that. Yeah,
you can do, look, if you're in your third year of college and your girlfriend was with your roommate or something like that, go ahead and get drunk and do whatever.
Yeah.
If you're working and you're out of the house and you got a kid coming, all you do is focus on making more money.
That's right.
And making the place safe for the kid.
And go ahead and double down on the wife a little bit. Come on. Yes, let me reassure you, Chad. The baby is not aware of your having sex with the mom.
I don't know.
No.
I think
no.
I remember my dad.
No.
As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I have a dent in my head. I'm pretty sure.
It's a Corolla.
No. But, I mean, I was suspicious about this dent I had. And then one day I took my dad's penis and it fit in like a lock and key. Just snapped into
weird.
It.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And I realized right then, wow, this is it.
Didn't they have it post-delivery, though?
Same. It was actually during delivery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's,
yeah, what's why it's on the side of your head is squeeze it past your head.
Yeah,
see?
To slip past my dad to get there.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
All right.
If you look closely at my chin, you can see a sack groove. Ooh, that's a good name for your next album.
I like
sack groove.
Groovy sack.
Crystal Method, sack groove. No, groovy sack's, you're trying too hard now.
Yeah, sack groove.
Let them use their imagination.
I think that could trigger a whole sort of sack groove mentality. Sack groove on.
You get your sack groove on. Yeah. Get your best girl out on the dance floor and move your sack around. You know what I mean? Yeah. Lift your sack. Everyone hands up. Woo! Lifting the sack. Yeah, Drew?
Crystal Method's into it.
Yeah.
I can see it. They think it's a great idea.
Jess?
Yeah.
Oh,
Jess. Yow.
All right. When were you molested? Come on.
6, 8?
No,
come on.
I don't know.
Give us the year.
Come here and give me a hug.
I don't know.
Well, give us an estimate then.
I was like 10-ish.
10. Okay, I'll say 8 because I hear an 8-year-old talking when I close my eyes.
Now she doesn't. Her question has nothing to do with being molested, but one syllable out of Jess, molestation.
We hear that little girl voice.
Yeah.
If you have, she's 23 years old. You have a 23-year-old on the line, and the moment she picks up the phone, it sounds like you're talking to a 6-year-old,
no,
8-year-old.
No, long-time listeners.
We know it.
Did you hear it? Did you guys hear it when she started?
Well, Ken got a boner, and that's how you know.
Well, that's the other way.
That's you know there's molestation.
There are guys that.
No, he's got like a divining rod between his legs.
That happens.
No, I know.
Yeah.
No, that's how I knew. I felt it on my knee. Yeah. Oh, he's part of the 2% who can get to himself and does. Chess?
Yeah.
All right. So
what's the question?
Yes.
Like every time I have sex, I just can't get into it. Like, I just, like, can't pay attention.
All right. Well, because you probably are flashing back or, the trauma when you were abused when you were a kid.
Who molested you when you were a kid?
My dad.
Oh.
Your dad.
That's tough.
Yeah. Where's he now? Is he in prison?
No.
He needs to be.
Do you see him?
Do I see him? Yeah, he's still married to my mom.
Oh, did your mom know he did this?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Jess. Can you please get some help with this? It's a very difficult situation. You're living with the perpetrator. He just did it one time?
Well, are they living? You're not living at home, are you?
I don't live at home right now.
All right, good.
Okay. Now, what's going on? What are you doing? Cocktailing?
No, I'm going back to school.
Junior college?
No, I have my BA.
You do?
In what?
Cocktailing.
Politics.
Politics.
Political science?
Political science.
No, I went to a liberal arts school, so it was called politics. But I'm going back to get my teaching certificate right now.
Where'd you go to school?
In Idaho.
Oh, yeah. Idaho is the state that's known for its liberal arts, Drew. I mean, it's I think most of free thinking and new ideas come from Idaho because they got the white supremacists over there.
Oh,
you know?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Jess.
Mm-hmm.
How about a little therapy for the abuse you suffered at the hands of your horrible father?
The reason you can't experience yourself sexually is that was all sort of robbed from you long ago. And if you want to kind of reconnect with all that, it's something you're going to need some help doing.
Like, I had sex with my best friend, like, a couple weeks ago, and, like, I really care about him and stuff, but it's just,
Again, I feel like I'm not even talking when I talk to our listeners.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they can hear you. I think this is the intercom we have.
Is you and I talking?
Yeah, I look
just
at it.
Adam and I. All right.
I look at it that way. It's like, like what you have between the guy who drives the limo and the kids partying in the back seat.
Right.
People outside of the limo don't hear you.
Right. You and I'm the limousine driver and you're the kid in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you yell out the window to people once in a while, and that's how they get to hear. Okay.
Yeah, that's how I do it. I hang out of the sunroof.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as they get to hear it somehow. So go ahead, tell her what I just said.
All right, hold on. Oh, wait, I pressed the wrong one now? All right, tell her. Hey, you girls want a party? Is that what you said?
No.
Oh, that was an actual limo call. Jess.
Yeah.
Jess. You've got to, I got a quick question. Your dad is where now? Is he in Reno where you are?
He's like a couple hours away.
Mm. Uh-huh. And he's in Nevada?
Uh-huh.
And he did this to you one time?
I don't know, a couple times.
How many years?
I don't really know.
Approximately how many years?
I feel like 4, 5.
Yeesh. Okay. Yo. So, hey, what's your dad do? Is he a publicist?
He's a geologist.
Uh-huh. 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 Really?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. She,
all the mold's broken tonight.
She went to a liberal arts school in Idaho. He's a pedophile geologist.
In Nevada.
Holy Christ. I don't like this guy, but I do admit he has range. I have to admire his range.
Novel.
I have to admire the cat's range. I'll give him that. I don't respect him. I don't like what he is, but I will say, you know, guys in pith helmets and knee-high socks don't usually do the molesting. Yes?
No.
That's rangy. All right. And all right, so Jess, you're smart. You went to college. You're going back to get your teaching credential. Avail yourself of some of the services the college has and get some
student mental health services.
Yeah, get some therapy. And
I'm going to reiterate what I said, which is you're going to have great difficulty experiencing yourself sexually.
Drew says you're going to have a difficult time sexually.
And if you do start experiencing yourself sexually, it'll probably evoke a bunch of flashbacks, and you'll tend to be attracted to very abusive guys. Mm-hmm. Not a good situation if without some help.
Okay.
All
right. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So get some help, baby
what
doll.
What did you hear? Just out of curiosity.
Huh?
What did you hear me say?
To get some help.
Okay.
Good enough.
At least got that.
All right, give yourself some help, baby. See, it'll make you a better teacher.
It's true.
Okay.
All right. Geologist. Ooh. What kind of geologist?
I was just thinking, what is a
No, he must be like
some shale or something. Some sort of
No. I'll tell you. What would sort of make sense if you realized he worked for some like oil company.
That's what I'm saying. Like he pulls oil out of shale, and he's way out in the outskirts somewhere trying to, you know, find ways to pull more oil out of stone. basically.
Mm.
Or
mm.
Ask her.
She don't hang up. Jess.
Yeah.
Is your what kind of geologist your father?
He does gold mining.
Gold mine. Oh.
Like he's a manager out there
of a gold mine.
Oh.
A lot of mines in Nevada.
Yeah. Oh, he's. It, okay, but he's more like a big beard with a donkey, right?
He's, and teeth and cane.
Good cookie. Goo, goo, goo.
And they call him Cookie.
They call him Cookie.
Not so much.
All right. There's gold in them hills.
Doesn't look like ZZ Top.
There's gold, I tell you. Gold.
So you thought you were envisioning a gold, like a panner.
I'm picturing Treasure of Sierra Madre. Yes. That's what I'm picturing. I tell you, boys, riches.
Wait, let's talk Jess some more. Come on, just real quick. Did he go to Jess?
Yeah.
He's a trained geologist, or he just calls himself a geologist?
He has his master's.
Okay. All right. Just very interesting.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if this happened to them?
I don't really know. Like, my older brother is like 12 years older than me.
Oftentimes, mm-hmm. It's just the one. They pick one. And
really?
I don't think so. And I know of, like, my younger brother and him are really close, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I know. You hear about it so much, it's almost like pedestrian. But imagine your dad coming at you sexually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you're living in the same house.
Now you need that yugger sign.
You're living under the same roof that he is.
Very bad.
And this is going on for a few years, and you can hear the wood floor creak, and he's coming up the hall. And mom, it's 10:30.
Forget your dad. Just think what your wife thinks when you approach her that way.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's bad enough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's her husband.
What are you talking about, you
asshole? I'm just saying. Think what women have to put
up
with.
How
dare you? I'm just saying that even in the normal situation, women are stuck.
Are you not attracted to me anymore? Is that what you're saying? I put a couple pounds on. That's no big deal. I worked that right off. That's just a little holiday.
All right. You're right.
That's a little holiday weight. Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
I don't have to get into a two-piecer for another 6 months. Drew's not attracted to me anymore. All right, everybody. Let's take ourselves a little break. The Crystal Method in tonight. We'll hear something else off their Legion of Boom CD. And we'll talk to more yous after this. Get it on.
Gotta get it on.
No choice but to get it on. Freak out. Get it on. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Ken and Scott are here tonight from the Crystal Method. Dear friends. We will...
We've known you guys for like 10 years, 12 years, something crazy like that.
Long time.
Yeah.
Well,
no, it's
not
maybe
12
eight.
Years.
Since 97, 96.
When did... What season?
Almost 9 years.
Yeah, 93, right? You guys formed in 93?
97 was the first album. All
right. 97. All right, so at least from then, right?
All right.
I like Lunchables.
That's Clive.
Clive Barker, yeah.
Yeah. What happened to Clive?
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah. All right. Known him since the sixth grade, right, Drew?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We will hear something from the Crystal Method. First, we're going to take a call. Sherman Alex taking ecstasy. Pregnant, broke up with
a guy.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's talk to JT. JT?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, just want to say I really appreciate you guys' show. It's par excellence.
Thank you.
Hey,
Nothing wrong with that.
I got a song I wrote for the beautiful AMRAC, which is Aces of Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown.
Oh, wow, AMRAC. An acronym out of it.
Yes.
So I was wondering if I could bless you with song.
Well, first off, we should explain that Aces Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown is a game we like to play on the show.
We should play just one round.
All right, then we'll hear the theme song.
And then we'll hear the theme song.
All right, so as you know, as I've learned from working on many a construction site, the accordion is the cornerstone of the ranchero music that my Latin brethren like to blare very early in the morning.
Of the classic musical form Adam likes to call ranchero music.
Ranchero music, yes. And... it is so ubiquitous the accordion that you rarely hear 2 seconds go by without some accordion music playing. And we take a random Ranchero song and we cue it up to somewhere in the middle. And then engineeress Michelle hits the button and we guess how long before you hear that accordion coming in. You could go never. There's some or that don't
I'll
have
start,
it.
I'll start
you
the
go
betting.
Immediately.
I'll start the betting. 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
2 seconds.
All right. Adam? Scott. I'll go Scott.
Six.
6 seconds.
6 seconds. Let me write this down. Scott, two, so six. Drew's got two. All right. Ken?
I'm going to have to go eight.
8 seconds. An eternity in the life of a Ranchero
now,
accordion
this
player.
This is not going to start.
Not at the beginning of the song. In the middle of the song.
In the middle of the song.
But will there be accordion right there?
We don't know. No, it's random.
Oh, I'm saying instantly.
Instantly. That's a good bet. Instantly.
He wants to know where the accordion is going to be. So when he goes to Vegas, he's like, what color is that ball going to land on after the whale's done spinning around? Oh, you're not going to say. All right. Well, I'll take both colors then. Yeah, it's gambling, Ken. You're going immediately. All right. Now, oh, man, I was going to go long. Now I'm in a 2-4. I'm going to go 5 seconds.
Okay, good.
All right. All right. Now, so we have 5, 6, 2, and immediately with Ken. All right, you ready there?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go. Is that it?
No. Oh, my God.
What's going on the upbeats there?
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that was
like 2 seconds.
You think that's rhythm accordion?
It doesn't count. Do it again.
We're hearing that.
We didn't hear it.
That's rhythm accordion.
All right, I'll do another. But I think it was at the beginning.
It's got to be lead accordion.
It's got to be
like a trumpet first or something.
We're looking for the Jimmy Page of accordion players, not the Joan Baez. You know what I mean? I want some light strumming in the background.
Jackson Brown.
All right, there you go. Let's try this.
All right.
In the middle of the song, right?
Five.
The middle of the song. Wait. She's giving us the beginning of the songs. That's why that was screwed up.
All right, baby. The middle is right in the description of Ace's Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown. That was the beginning of the song?
I did have him queued up because I had a Crystal Method song in there.
Well, forget about Crystal Method. We're listening to Ranchero music, sweet cheeks.
We're talking about Grammy-nominated Ranchero music.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Are you good? Yeah. You feel good? All right. Where are we, Drew? Now we got to get to
three,
a hole. No. Keep, okay. We got to film. I won't be able to add that. Yeah.
3, 2, 1,
go.
Is that it? That's it in the background.
It's more rhythm.
Yeah.
There it is. Sorry, 7 seconds.
Yeah, seven.
Hey, 7 seconds.
You were going to go with 7 initially. And then
I wasn't. I went with 5. Scott won that.
I swear there's 3 accordions in this song.
It sounds like there's a million in every Ranchero song. That's the beauty of the music. Yeah.
I still think I won.
Really? I think so, too.
That was immediate.
I think there are 2 different accordions in this one.
Well, we need a rubber match now.
All right. One more.
We've never had this kind of controversy.
I know.
But these are professional musicians.
Of course, they're doing things we can't hear.
And they have a competitive nature that we don't have in radio.
You're right. We just like to roll over.
Yeah. Die. Yeah. All right. So are we sticking by our bets?
Yes.
All right. So we have. I have 5 seconds. Scott has 6. Drew has 2. And Ken has immediate.
Mm.
All right. And again, It has to be pronounced.
Yeah,
we have to be able to
hear
it.
Identifiable.
Okay. Yeah. Identifiable. All right, we're going to roll it when we get to the top here, right, Drew?
Top of the minute there?
Yes. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Is that an accordion? From the beginning.
Themselves on the annoying meter. Each and every song more annoying than the last.
So Ken's got it.
Unsatisfying though. It's more rhythm.
Didn't have the nice oompa quality, the German accordion quality that we're used to hearing.
That,
Let the baby have his bottle.
All right, let him
have his bottle.
All right, let's hear our theme song.
Big man.
Let's hear our theme song. Yes.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, all right. See. Yeah. All right. Let's speak to JT. JT?
Yeah, hey, man. This is going to be like a pseudo Aldo Nova tribute, and it's probably going to be
all right
in that last song.
Life is
song,
just a fantasy.
Yeah. All right.
All right. 3, 2, and 1. I've never been blinded by the blues. I've never been blinded by jazz. But when I hear that accordion, the seconds just click too fast to be rockin'. I said that because you can't rock, we can't rock, but I am rockin' to Ace's Mexican Ranchero accordion. Count down, 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 down.
Yeah. 41, JT is. Yeah, that's solid, buddy.
You know, we're cut from the same cloth, I think.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm about to hear Beat It, so I appreciate it, guys.
No, thanks for the effort there, buddy.
Well done.
We appreciate that.
All righty, guys. Have a good night.
All right. Have a good New Year. God love you. All right, one more round. One more round.
You're going to hear a Crystal Method song here, too.
That was a Crystal Method.
Oh, okay. All right,
they just sampled a lot of Ranchero on the last album.
Right. Well, they will
Ranchero remix.
Yeah, I mean,
there's going to be a Loveline tribute with Ranchero music. Well, let me say, after all these tacos and Ranchero.
Yeah, dance and electronic music and Ranchero.
All
they're
together.
Really from the same place.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know when people go like, "Oh, I listen to all kinds of music. You know, blues, jazz, hardcore, rap." They never mention Ranchero. They don't mean Ranchero, do they? Do they?
All kinds of music, Adam. All kinds.
All right.
How dare you?
All right. All right. One more song, and then
I'll go for 8 seconds.
All right. What are you going for? I'm
eight.
Sorry. I got to write this down.
I'll go 8.
True. 8.
I'm tired of this.
Okay. All right. All right. Scott, what do you got?
3.
Smart. Ken?
All right. I'm going 4.
4. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going immediate.
All right.
All right.
All right. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
4.
And
3, 2, 1,
go.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
That's satisfying.
Yeah. Listen to it and weep. And I don't mean because you lost. I just mean weep. It's that bad. Oh, yeah.
It's like a jackhammer on my eardrums.
So yeah. The term Ranchero, that's your own genre that you...
No. Engineeress Michelle does a little... plays occasional wedding, does a little DJing.
And I believe this is her people's music.
This is her people's music. And this is, so we have your people to blame for this. And this is out of her private stock. And she says it's Ranchero. And I hear this blaring every day at my house because there's work going on.
Explain what happens to him when you walk into your garage every morning.
I need to hear the one with the flute in it to really, what was the one right before
Adam,
this?
Adam has got construction going on at his house for the last almost... How long has it been?
2 years.
Almost 2 years.
2 years now.
He's got a crew that's there every morning.
I'm going to set the scene. I came home the night before the power was out. Mm-hmm. I spent 45 minutes in my bathrobe in 40-degree weather trying to get a Briggs & Stratton motor fired up to no avail, and then spend the next hour on my knees with a flashlight in my ass trying to dismantle the gate so the motor wouldn't burn out. I went to bed at 2:30 in the morning. The power then kicked on at 5 a.m. I got up again and then woke up again for the last time about 8:45 in the morning to now walk down the stairs and into the garage. And this is what I hear as I stumble into the garage. And then it goes something like this. Ozzy, we talked about putting a scratch coat of stucco on before the brown coat. The brown coat is not going to stick to the... What? Stop the music! Stop this music! Stop it!
Yeah, that's how it goes. That's
his name's Ozzy?
Yeah, that's Waldo. That's how it works.
How's your friend's wife? Had her matrice out.
Hmm? Oh, somebody had one of my crew guys, wife had a... hysterectomy or something?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. He was dressed up. That's always a bad sign. When a guy shows up in loafers, that means trouble. Somebody's sick. But she's okay now, right, Drew?
I was
lucky. Drew was standing next to me while he was explaining what happened to his wife, but in Spanish. We figured it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hysterectomy?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's, she's on her feet now, right?
I bet.
Yeah.
I hope.
All right. Yeah, you have 26 kids, it'll screw you up in there sometimes. We'll take, don't laugh at them. That's horrible racist humor. Let's take a little break. The Crystal Method is here tonight. We'll hear something else off the Legion of Boom CD, and we'll be right back after this. Loveline, the man, that's Dr. Drew, Scott and Ken here tonight from the Crystal Method. Yes, Drew.
You've just been screwing around too much, Adam. Let's get to a Crystal Method song right now.
No.
Come on.
No.
It's not going to happen.
We just heard their Ranchero offerings. We heard like six of their Ranchero songs. I only like three of them, actually. I got to be honest with you. And we got to talk to Alex, and then we take, and then we play a song.
Well, how about Ashley then? And then
Ashley?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Ashley?
Hello?
You're 19?
Yeah.
You had sex with your boyfriend, and...
He's not my boyfriend. He's just some guy I've been dating.
How dare you, Adam?
Sorry, sweetie pea. I didn't know you were a slut.
No. It's not like that. It's just,
oh, yes.
He doesn't
yes.
want a relationship.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he would be your more than a boyfriend.
He would be my boyfriend. He just doesn't want a relationship.
Well, why'd you put up with that guy's crap?
I haven't been with someone in a while. Like, I had a really bad breakup about a year and a half ago.
Mm. So. Fair enough. Fair enough.
It was, you know what I mean? It was.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I know. And by the way, you know, having consistent sex with somebody and saying, I'm just not ready for a relationship, you're on top of the person, dropping a little seed into him.
The guy.
I mean, you're having a relationship. You don't want one. You don't like this person that much. Yeah, you want something that feels good, but it's not like you're not ready for, you just can't handle or anything.
You just don't want.
Because you're getting it on three times a week.
Yeah.
All right, so
what happened?
What happened was, like, in the beginning, I haven't had sex in a year since him. Mm-hmm. So when we first got together, I hadn't fooled around in a long time, and I gave him head, and his cum was orange.
Orange?
I spit it out. Yeah, and he blamed it. I confronted him about it, and he blamed it about the jelly beans I'd been eating earlier.
No.
And I just kind of bought it and was like, okay, whatever. It was stupid of me, but, and then later we had more sex.
Jelly beans.
jelly beans.
Right.
And then about 3 weeks ago, I started getting these rashes, like, there are these, like, they look like kind of open sores.
Uh-oh.
And they're red, and they...
Those are candy apples.
Are they?
You gotta blame that on the candy apple.
Are they on the genital, like on the lips?
Yeah, they're on like my genital area, but they're also like on my back, like.
On your back.
And then like in
whoa,
my
whoa, 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 whoa! Like on your buttock?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh my.
So I don't know if it's just a genital thing or if it's just
and
a
they hurt
that might not even be related to him.
And they hurt?
They itch.
Hmm.
Could be herpes. Could be herpes. Yeah. You got to have somebody look at it. It's extremely important, Ashley, that a doctor look at it while you have the outbreak, okay? There's also something called lymphogranuloma venereum that kind of can look
like
that.
Do you have an outbreak now?
They're still there. Like,
all right.
They haven't really left.
Get to a clinic or somebody. Somebody can take a look at it and see what make a diagnosis before they leave.
It may be nothing. There's a lot of different things that can look like this.
All right. But
Ashley, the deal is the orange cum. Probably doesn't have anything to do
jelly beans.
It certainly doesn't have anything to do with the jelly beans.
Mike and Ike's
probably doesn't have anything to do with the Red Hots.
Good and play.
It probably doesn't have anything to do with what you're experiencing, but it does mean he had blood in his semen.
Is it normal? Like,
no, it's usually blood in the semen that causes the orange or the brown.
Yeah,
and blood in the semen usually also, frankly, doesn't mean anything. But guys need to get that checked out just to be sure.
Okay.
All right, Ashley. Come on, you don't forget this guy. He doesn't love you.
I know, dude. I don't know.
Well, stop doing stuff you don't want to do.
He broke with me yesterday, though, so I mean.
He broke it off with you.
Yeah.
You got clingy.
He said he wanted to take the physical part out of the relationship.
Oh, sure he did. Sure.
I don't understand what this means.
Yeah, it means he wants to get away.
Yeah, okay. Basically. So it's
All right, baby.
Look, listen, she's
didn't
on a
get
rebound.
Pregnant.
Right.
You're fine. Sure. Don't get pregnant. Get out of Riverside.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. All right. Goal's to get out of there before summer.
Ooh, I felt bad for her, Ashley.
I did, too. Get out of that crappy Riverside. Give yourself a guy who loves you. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear...
We're going to go about guys we love.
Yeah. Crystal Method, everybody. We need to hear a Crystal Method song. Nay, we would love to hear a Crystal Method song. This is, I got the first song. Where's the second song we're playing?
Uh-oh. It's called Bound Too Long.
Oh, this is the taco song.
Bound Too Long.
What's called Bound?
Bound Too Long.
Bound Too Long from Legion of Boom. Crystal Method, everybody. Dear Mexican food bringing friends. The Crystal Method. Nominated for a Grammy.
We found out there's a new porno that just came out called The Crystal Method.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's Jenna Jameson and she'll probably be in here promoting it, I'm
sure. Somebody named Crystal with a K.
I see. Yeah. But a tip of the hat to the band.
Yeah,
nice. I think so.
You've arrived.
A friend of ours was in Times Square, and I guess Jenna Jameson has a big billboard down there,
yes,
and
does.
It was coming soon, you know, the Crystal Method.
Really?
Something, yes.
And they spelled Crystal with a K.
Yeah, Crystal with a K.
Wow. But cool, right? I mean, definitely.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, then it makes everyone who's heard of you think of you. And those who haven't, confused. Let's take a break, Drew.
Let's go.
Okay, thanks, buddy. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I know you're working over
there.
Or
relax,
something.
Will
be, me relax. If I relax, the show stops.
Yeah, I know.
Better hope I don't relax, buddy boy. Tell you that right now, mister. Got some news for you.
You know? Told
okay.
me.
Okay. All right, man. I said good day. Good day.
How dare you?
I love that was the greatest insult you could do to someone. I said good day. Imagine that.
I said good day, sir.
Now it's MF-er, and that's great. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Yeah, the Crystal Method, everyone. God bless the Crystal Method. Scott, Ken, always a delight.
Thank you for having us.
Always great to be here.
Always great to taste, I mean, to see you guys. Always,
and they're good at the Ranchero great. Countdown,
they're,
too.
They're maybe a little too good. They may not be ass back. All right. I want to thank engineers Michelle for doing a great job, engineer Chris for doing a great job, of course, engineer Anderson for making it all happen. Wait, who's phone screening this week? Who? Who do I give it? Not Ziggy, right?
Corey.
Excellent job. A notable excellent
yes.
job
notable.
From Corey. And, of course, producer Ann. Of course, junior producer Lauren for doing a great job all week. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying... Mahalo.
Never been blinded by the blues. I've never been blinded by jazz. But when I hear that accordion, the second chest click too fast to be rocking. I said that because you can't rock, we can't rock, but I am rocking 2 inches metric and Ranchero accordion. Count.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, the sponsors, or the station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.